Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 for God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbors, people, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of God is going forth on today. So if you want to get a blessing, come on and get on and get down with the get down. Because God is moving in such a mighty way. And you don't want to miss the move of God. All those that have ears to hear, let the Spirit of the Lord lead you and guide you and let you hear every word so you can write it on the table of your heart so you won't sin against me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to thank you again. Amen. You know, it's good whenever you can come before the Lord. Amen. And prayer and online and continue to spread the gospel to the nation. That's what it's all about. It's about spreading the gospel for God to move in the people's lives like never before. And he will do that. Just what he said. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead at this time with my announcements. Keep these announcements in mind. These announcements are ministry with you in mind. You know, God is moving, so I want you to come on and listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You know, ministry is happening all across the nation. The word of God is going out to get those healed, delivered, and set free from everything, not being bound by the world's circumstances and the chaos of this world. So I want you to keep these in mind. Amen. I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to tell you what comes on what and when and next. Glory to God. The first you will hear on Tuesday night is one word from the Lord. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday night. Glory to God. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, go on and hook up and let them know. You can inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Go ahead and inbox them. Leave them a message. Let them know how they can get in contact with you. And they will. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we have Faith Come By hearing none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So make sure you listen because this is a praying woman of God. A woman of God who serves the Lord, amen, and you have so much faith, hallelujah. When she prays, she just releases it out into the atmosphere and tell you to grab hold because it's coming. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Awesome woman of God. And you move on down on Sunday. I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministry. The show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So remember to tune in each and every Sunday to hear a word from the Lord. And I also want to give you a 30-minute break. I'm going to go get you some water, some Kool-Aid, ginger ale. Amen. You can get the last piece of chicken. Amen. Whatever you prefer. And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. A powerful woman of God who's like it is, hallelujah. So you want to come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and doing in her life. Awesome woman of God who preaches the word of God just like you give it to her. Glory to God. You know, some say, well, you know, I can't. But you know what? When you follow God's direction, it doesn't matter what anybody else say. Yes, you have leaders and everything over you to help lead you and guide you. You know, some people are not going to be thinking that you're preaching the word, teaching the word anyway, but it don't matter. But she preaches it just like God gives it to her. That's what he wants her to deliver to the people of God. So that's what you got to understand. Amen. She talks about that sometimes. She said, I'm giving it to you just like God gave it to me. And that's the way it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She is also, amen, an author. She has two books already out. You can purchase them on Amazon. They're e-books. They're still up for grabs. I encourage you to go ahead, amen. If you didn't get your sweetheart one on Valentine's Day, you can get them one now. Glory to God. They're still ready for you to purchase. Hallelujah. And I also want to encourage you to become a partner. And becoming a partner, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. Like I always say, you can go to a restaurant now and anywhere and buy anything. And amen, you got to find a pocket. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to have to reach back and get that you were saving up. Hallelujah. And going to hold on to. You're going to have to reach back and get all that. And then, so I encourage you, only $25 or more to get the perks that you get from Monday all the way down through Sunday, and it starts back over again. Because God is moving by his faith, and he don't want you to miss it. Glory to God. He's moving by his presence. Hallelujah. All across the nation. He's moving by his spirit, and he don't want you to miss it. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in. Join us and see what the spirit of the Lord is saying. Hear what the spirit of the Lord is saying. Because God is speaking, but you know, some people say, well, I don't hear anything. He's speaking, but you're just not listening. You got to listen with a spiritual ear. There's a difference in just listening with an ear. The psalm just, you know, they come on and they hear, you know, hear the words, you know, okay, yeah, I heard it. Ask them sometimes, what did you get out of the word? And they can't tell you because guess what? They just had it on and they wasn't even listening. You got to take this word serious nowadays. It's time to take the word of God serious. If you want healing, you want deliverance, want to be delivered, you want to be set free, then you're going to have to take the word of God too. This is God speaking through his word. That's what it is now. You're in a season where you need to hear as much of God's word and get as much of God's word as you can possibly hold. Just because Jesus hadn't returned yet, that don't mean he ain't coming. Hallelujah. So some people say, well, you know, they've been saying that for centuries, for centuries, for centuries. But he's given the Bible time to be fulfilled. It has not been fully fulfilled yet, so that's why. So you don't want him to come right now. You want him to make sure that you've got everything in order. You got your house in order. That means you know that you know that you know where you're going whenever he comes. You don't want to be left behind, glory to God. And that's what you need to do. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead on and open my line up for prayer at this time. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to tell me your name, but I do want you to tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. We just want to know the part of the nation that we're reaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And all across the nation, the word of God is being taught. So we just want to know, amen, glory to God. Who's listening? That's all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to give me your name and you don't have to put all your business out here. If you need prayer or extra prayer, hallelujah, you can inbox me. I have Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams, and I will get back with you. Or you can message me. Glory to God. You can hit me up, amen, on any of the social media, and I will get back with you. Hallelujah. Like I said earlier on a couple of weeks ago, we're going to open up some things. Amen. Glory to God for God to move. So be looking for those things to come in just a couple of weeks. We're getting prepared. You don't want to come on and not be prepared. You want to be prepared for what God is doing to move forth in ministry. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to listen up for those things that's coming forth. Nobody's pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, oh Father. We thank you, Lord, how you watched over us, protect us, Lord God, and kept us, Lord God, all night long. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we just thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. Let them hear your voice, Lord God, through my voice, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are present on this line on today to burn up, clean up, wrap up, tie up anything that's not like you. in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, for every word that goes forth, God. Let them hear it with the spiritual ear, Lord God, so it can bring deliverance and healing, Lord God, wherever they may need it, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. Let none be left out, God, that hears the word on today. Let them grab hold to the word and not let it go, because we're in a season, Lord God, where we need all the word that we can get, Lord God. So whenever those trials, those troubles, and the tribulations began to come, Lord God, we'll have, Lord God, your word, Lord. It just said your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. So we'll use the sword, Lord God, to cut it away, Lord God, to send it back to the senders, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord, for everything that you've done, Lord, all the things that you are about to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up, Lord God, giving us a mind to want to serve you, Lord God. Well, we know everybody didn't have that mind, but Father, we call in every backslider, because at some point, they were took to church. Some point, some were drawn to church. So, Father God, we ask you to stir up that spirit in them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord, let them come back, Lord God. Oh, my God, to the body of Christ. Let them come back and be grounded and rooted in the word of God. Let them come back, Lord God, to the roots of Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord God. We give you glory, God. We know, Lord God, that you're in control. We know that nothing catches you by surprise. None of this and everything that's going on around us caught you by surprise. You knew it was coming before we did, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for everything, Lord God, and all things we give thanks, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know sometimes it's hard to just give thanks and praise you, Lord God, when you're going through, but God, that's the time when you got to mount up in the spirit realm and say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, because, God, you are right on time, Lord God. You kept me, Lord God, from hurt, harm, and danger. You kept me, Lord God, anyway, Lord God, a near miss. You kept me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, out of harm's way. So, Father God, we thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. We pray, amen, amen, glory to God. There's someone, amen, glory to God, listen up, hallelujah, whether you're listening by web or whether you're listening online here on today, the Lord is saying to you on today, you got to handle your business a little bit better, glory to God. You're not handling your business like you should handle it. You know, I was watching, you know, this movie, amen, it's been a while now, and they quoted to their mom, said, Mom, you know, they were mad, upset, because their mother was going through so much, and she was going through, and they were going through, the children were going through, you know, everybody was going through, hallelujah, glory to God, and he said, Mom, I want to live heaven here on earth, but what they didn't know, amen, you had to go through these trials, this trial, and this trial, and this test, before, hallelujah, you can get to God's best. Because if he just go ahead and pour out his best upon you, then guess what? You're not going to appreciate it. So I know I also said, I said, Lord, why you waited and all these years and all these things and everything that happened, you know, and you took me here, there, and all around there. He said, if I had given you all that right then, you wouldn't appreciate it. And you would have went right back and jacked, amen, glory to God, into the same predicament. But you hear what the Lord is saying on today. He's saying to you, handle your business a little bit better. You know what the business is, hallelujah, glory to God. You know what the business is. I don't have to call out everything, but you know what the business is. You can handle it a little bit better. Hallelujah. You know, each year we should strive to do better. It don't do the same thing you did last year, something, you know, what they did, New Year's revolutions and all that different things. But here's the thing. None of them kept them. They kept them past midnight. That was it. The next month, hallelujah, which was January, it was what? Right back to the beginning. But you got to handle it, and you got to stay there. You can't be in and out and up and down. You're looking at what another man got. Don't worry about what they have. You just concentrate on what he's telling you and how he's telling you to handle the yoke. You know, you shouldn't be over there in another man's business like that. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just don't do it. Just handle yours. I always handle my own. I don't worry about how this one did that and that one did that and that one did. I don't get off on those things. I make sure that I'm doing what he's calling me to do. I'm making sure that I'm handling it the way he wants me to handle it. Because the way he got them going, amen, glory to God, may not be the way he wants me to go. That's why he said always pray and you fast and you seek me and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. And he said, read my word, and the word will come out, and it will help you. It'll get you focused. And Lord, I didn't know that. Well, no, you didn't know it. Hallelujah. It was time. Some things don't have timing on them. Hallelujah. If you didn't get it right then that means the time wasn't ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, just think about it. Ha, oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. As you're cooking, amen, and you're baking cake. Glory to God. You know, if you go in there and pick that cake out too soon, what it's going to be, it's going to be raw. Hallelujah. The dough is not going to be perfected. It's not going to be done. Glory to God. But, you know, God wants everything to be perfected. So that way, amen, hallelujah, he's not going to give you something too soon. But if you keep begging, he will give it to you. Because, you know, Lord, I said, Lord, I want this and I need this. No, you got to wait on time. Time is so much important. Very God. Glory to God. Very important. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go ahead and we're going to get ready to go into the message. Hallelujah. But handle your business a little bit better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to get into the message. Amen. But I'm going to deliver this. Amen. And we're going to definitely try to get into the message. Good God Almighty. You know, there's someone that always likes to, I'm going to say it like he said, showboat. You know, how some people like to show, well, I got this and I got all this and I got that and I got, you know, and I got this. Those things are not important. That's not important. He said, it's not important. Because all those things should be gone just like a flash. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is important is your righteous living. He said, that's what's important. You'd like to just show off, well, you know, I did this and I got this and I went here and I like to do this. And those things are not important. Hallelujah. He said, speak my word and tell people about Jesus. That's important. That's where you should be in this season. So that's not important. He called this showboat. Now, I mean, I just said it like you said. So just be careful about trying to show off and what you got. And hallelujah, glory to God. That whatever you got, that's between you and the Lord. God gave it to you. Oh, we only use those things as a testimony to someone who is broken. It's not to showboat when we're telling him. You're telling him, look, you know what? He brought me out and he gave me this. But I had to go through this. I had to go through that. I had to go through this. We need to learn how to be ministers of the gospel. Hallelujah. That's what he's talking about. Not to say, I got this and I got, no. That's just pure showboat. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We can get into the message now. Amen. Hopefully. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we got to do it just like he wanted. If you would, go ahead and turn with me to Romans chapter 14. Romans 14, don't criticize others. Now, don't you know, you see some people, amen, they will criticize people just for sure, as I'm sitting here. They really will. Hallelujah. Let's read the first verse. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to be doubtful, dispassion. Okay, here you go. Glory to God. You got to think about it. People will judge other people. Amen. Glory to God. But understand, you don't have to judge other people. God is the judge. He's the jury. He's everything. So you don't have to judge. Glory to God. And if you are strong, then guess what you need to do? He said you need to, when they that are strong, Romans 15 and 1, they that are strong bear the infirmities of the weak and not please ourselves. So guess what you need to do? You need to bear the infirmities of the weak. It's not about showboating. Thank you, Lord. It's not about that thing. You know, just because, you know, but I know how to do this, and I know how to do that, and I know when, and I knew when, and I did this, and I did that. You know, that's not what it's about. Hallelujah. But then you don't want to help anybody. Now, is that godly? When you live a godly lifestyle, you got to come on and walk it like you're talking. Hallelujah. I don't mind helping anybody. I will do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if they turn and go the other way, then so they just turn and go the other way. And say, well, you know what? I did this, and I know how to do this. No, we got some very good leaders. Amen. Listen, I'm saying this for myself. We have other people that's under the ministry also, but I'm saying it for myself because I know. They don't mind sharing with you. They don't mind helping you and telling you. That's what good leaders are for. They are not jealous to tell you something that will help you. They're not jealous to show you something that's going to get you what you need. They're not jealous to show you how to live that righteous lifestyle. What you got to cut off, what you got to give up, hallelujah, glory to God, and the way you need to walk, glory to God. They don't mind. See, that's how you bear the infirmities of the weak. There may be somebody who you hang around, glory to God, that don't have as much faith that you got, but guess what you need? You do. You continue on and continue on walking on the road with them, but they love the Lord, but their faith just has not grown as where yours is, but that's okay. Guess what? You still stay with them. Hallelujah. As long as they're living that righteous lifestyle and they love the Lord, you help them. You bear their infirmities. I was preaching. I was talking to someone. And they, you know, they said, well, you know what, this, that. And I said, well, listen, here's the thing. I said, I know you don't believe. It's okay. Hallelujah. I know you don't believe. I'm like, yes, I believe. I said, okay, well, we'll leave it alone. I didn't want to cause no confusion, no argument. I said, okay. But I said, I know your faith is not what mine. It's okay. But here, what you do. I said, you walk on my faith. I said, because this thing, amen, it's going to happen. You better know it's going to happen. Hallelujah. And what do you know? Hallelujah. I said, come on. I said, this is what we're going to do. And we're going to pray. I said, now, you ready? Glory to God. Yeah, I'm ready. Come on, do it, you know. Hallelujah. And I said, okay. And guess what? They called me today and let me know this thing happened. Hallelujah. You know, their faith wasn't what mine was, but I knew he was going to do it. Hallelujah. God will make a way. Hallelujah. I don't know it. But you, when you pray, you got to believe what you're praying for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I'm not just going to be wasting my time, amen, just a tinkling cymbal. Well, anybody can pray, yeah. But I want my prayers to be effective. Effectual, fervently, hallelujah, will I pray when I pray. And I expect it to happen. Glory to God. Let's move on, verse 2. For one believeth that he may eat all things, and another who is weak eateth herbs. You know, sometimes people, they, you know, they think that what they're eating, you know, it's okay. And others may think, you know, well, I eat meat and I eat herbs, and like I eat all kinds of vegetables and fruits and different stuff. And that's what I eat. You know, that's fine if that's what you do. But don't get mad with me, amen, because I like some meat. Hallelujah. Because some people like meat. They like to eat some meat, but they love vegetables and fruits also. So you shouldn't get in a conflict with people about certain things just because they do it differently. They serve the Lord. I mean, my preaching is different, you know, hallelujah. But that's the way God had me. Just think about it. If everybody would preach the same, nobody would want to listen. If everybody prophesied the same, nobody would want to listen, right? So that's how it is. He gives it differently, and we give it out differently. So if they want to eat herbs and fruits and all that, don't be down on those that want to eat some meat with their food. That's fine. Hallelujah. And then don't be down on those, you know, there's something like the God said everything he made is good. I might be getting a little ahead of myself. Let me read on. Amen. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God hath received him. You see, he still served the Lord. She still served the Lord just because they don't eat certain fruits, certain vegetables. Hallelujah. You know, some people just don't do it. And God, everything he made was good. Hallelujah. He made them salmons. Amen. Yeah, I know, young people, you may not know what I'm talking about. He made them sardines. Yes, he did. Glory to God. And if people like that, then that's fine. Some just may not like that. That's okay. If that's not your taste. But those that eat it, don't say, well, you know what? You ain't supposed to eat that and eat this and eat that. And always listen, I'm just going to say, at different things, and they read the way of minutes. Well, you ain't supposed to eat this kind of fish, and, you know, you ain't supposed to do this and do that. And I was getting ready one day, amen, to cook some fish, amen, one day, and this person called me, and they said, well, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting ready to cook some fish. And I told them what kind of fish I would cook it. Well, you know what? They said, I said, listen, hold up, wait a minute. I understand what you're going to say. I said, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to go in here and I'm going to cook this fish. I said, and guess what I'm doing? Eat it. I said, I'm going to eat it. You know, I said, listen, you at first everything is good. You can eat it. And then all of a sudden you hear, it's not good. You can't eat. Glory to God. If you listen at every little thing, your whole mind would be just crazy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I have a different thing that right here in the Word of God that says everything he made was good. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 4. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To him, to his own master, he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. Now, understand right there. Glory to God. You see right here, God is a judge. Like I say, he's a judge, a jury, and all that. You can't do that, glory to God. Don't judge people. You can't judge people when you see, well, you know what, I look over there. Look at her. Look how she dressed. Look at that. And she don't know how to dress. God, is that important? Glory to God. No. Well, if you know them that way, well, you know what, honey? I got some clothes I had, and I haven't worn them, and they're in the closet. Do you mind if I just come and give them to you or see if it's something that you can use or, you know, you may want, you know? That may be all Susan Bell had was the minister to wear to church. Yeah, let her wear to church. Let her wear to study in the church. Y'all cover up, right? Okay. But that's what you do. But you don't get to stay like that. When God's word starts to hit you, glory to God, left, right, on the right, what do you do? It's going to start cleaning them up. That's what it's going to do. Let's move on to verse 5. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. You know how sometimes, you know, people say, well, you know what? That day is not important. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's okay. Whatever day you want to pick, that day is important. If it's important to other people, then it's important. You know how some say, you know, on a certain day they may not eat certain things, you know, and people be like, well, what difference do that make? Nah, you let them do that. Long as they serve the Lord, he don't care how you do it. You're serving the true and living God. That's up to you. But you got to remember, you have to serve the true and the living God. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doeth not regard it. He that eateth and eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. So what he's saying is it don't matter what you eat. Hallelujah. Some may eat fish on a certain day, you know, and some, amen, glory to God, they'll eat other things. They'll eat just fruit and vegetables on a Wednesday or on a Thursday, you know, on a Friday, you know, anything like that. But it does not matter. It does not matter to God about that. Long as you live in the way you need to live for the Lord, that's all that matters. If they don't eat it, don't judge. People have a habit of judging people by the way they look. Hallelujah. But you don't know what I've been through. I was talking to, amen, one of the elders, amen, glory to God, on yesterday. And I was just talking to her, and I was telling her some things, just sharing some things, you know, because I felt, you know, to share, and that's what I did. I'm like, okay, people don't know. They don't know your story. They just see God glow. They don't know what you've been through. They just see where you're at right then. But they don't know when you did without. They don't know when you didn't have. They don't know when you couldn't die. They don't know none of that because you never told them. But then they're going to judge you. That's when he said, judge ye not or ye shall be judged. So be careful about judging other people. Because sometimes you see people out in the street, you know what? Oh, man, wow. You know, so I'm saying, well, look at her. Oh, my God. Or look at him. Oh, my God. But, yeah, there are certain things they can fix. But if they don't, ain't got that Jesus in them, they're not going to fix it. Glory to God. If they ain't serving the Lord the way they should be serving, they're not going to do it. That's just the way it is, glory to God. Because if they were anchored in the Lord, then they'll know they'll do right. They'll dress right. Hallelujah. They'll dress according to the way they can dress. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on to verse 7. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man does unto himself. Who do you live? You live to please God and not man. Glory to God. Whatever comfort food you eat, that's your business. Hallelujah. Just don't eat too much because, you know, gluttony is a sin. So just be careful. You know, come on, man. You live to please God, not man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't living to please yourself. We wasn't put here for our purpose. We were put here for God's purpose, to use us as he sees fit, to use us to go. And when he brought us out, then he used us to go and tell others. Go and tell your family about Jesus. But listen, hold up now. Let me tell you. Don't go and just go and throw yourself on. Don't go and make them receive you. If they don't, just shake the dust and go on. But what you do is you get up there in that prayer closet and say, Lord, I know. Call their name now. Start calling their name now. Say, Lord, I know they don't believe, Lord, and they don't believe who I am, but it's okay. Lord, here's what you do. You send somebody by, a good old righteous man, Lord God, a good old righteous woman, Lord, to get them the word of God. You can send an uncle, an auntie, the sister, filler, everybody by, Lord God, to give them the word, Lord. I know they don't believe, but Lord, I'm depending on you. You said if I serve you, Lord God, then, Lord, you will do what I ask, Lord. You said all things you will do, Lord God, but all I had to do was ask. So, Lord, I'm coming before you in the name of Jesus, decreeing that you send someone else back to some family or heart, hallelujah, to minister to. Glory to God. They are. But don't get upset about it. Just keep moving on for the Lord. And he'll send somebody by to talk to you. And they will believe, because guess what they're going to do? The very same thing that you tried to tell them, that they wouldn't listen, then guess what? That person that he sent back is going to tell them the very same thing that you did. And then that's just going to be confirmation for them. Glory to God. Excuse me. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. See, we are the Lord's no matter what happens. So you got to remember, we belong to who? We belong to the Lord. It's got nothing to do with nothing out of nothing. When we die, we want to, when we live, for God, we live to serve God, we live to serve the people, right? But just think about it. We ought to be faithful at what we do. Because whenever that day comes and we die, we want to hear him, amen, say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Everything that we do should please the Lord. Hallelujah. If there's something that you're doing that you know that's not pleasing God, then get what you need to do. Stop now. Glory to God. Because we are God pleasers and not man pleasers. Hallelujah. Because if you wait to please man, guess what? You're going to be in a lot of trouble. Because some will not receive you anyway, no matter how hard you try and no matter how hard you try to serve. Let's keep moving. Verse 9. For to this end, Christ doeth both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Let's move on. Glory to God. He died and rose. He is for the living and the dead. So he's for everybody. That's what he did. Hallelujah. The veil was rent. Oh, my God. He is for everybody. That means he has no respect of person. The same thing he'll do for Martha, prophetess Martha, he'll do for you. The same thing that he do for the ministers, he'll do for you. That's if you let it, if you serve him in righteous, right style of living. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 10. But why doest thou judge thy brother? Or why doest thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. In other words, it's saying right there that we're going to have I used to hear this saying before I say this. I used to hear this old saying, every tub has to sit on its own bar. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Now, think about it. You're going to have to, Amen. Glory to God. Come before the Lord for yourself. You can't think that you're better than no one because you're not. We're not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he said the same thing that he did for them, he'll do it for you. Glory to God. So it doesn't matter. Those who eat only that, let them eat. It's okay. Those who like fruit, let them eat. Those who like the, like the hog, glory to God. The hog, I know y'all do the bacon. Who like the ribs. Who like the pork shoulder. Who like all that. Yes, you eat it in moderation. Glory to God. Now, you know if you got high blood pressure. Come on, man. You ain't going to just sit there and get a whole two bags of skins and eat the amigo, eat your whole slab of ribs. You ain't going to eat all that. You know that. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 11. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess the Lord to God. See, that's what he was talking about, right? Yeah, I got a little ahead of myself, but you're going to have to give an account of what you do on your own. Don't think that mama's going to give an account. Don't think that daddy's going to get an account. Don't think that sister's going to give an account. No. Don't think that the apostle's going to give an account. Don't think that the prophet is going to give an account. No, you're going to have to give an account of your own self what you didn't do. Don't say, Lord, you know what? I had this husband, and Lord, he didn't want me to. He ain't going to hear that. No, he's not going to hear that. Absolutely not. You're going to have to explain why you did, what you did yourself. Ain't nobody going to be able to, well, Lord, you know, I'm coming to the gate for him, Lord God. I'm here, Lord God, because, you know, Lord, this is what happened with him, and he didn't. No! Every tub going to sit on its own bottom. When judgment day comes, glory to God, you're going to have to go to him for yourself. It ain't going to happen. So if you didn't do what you're supposed to do, I tell you now, it's time to wake up, sleepyhead, and get to work. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 3. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. See right there? Amen. Focus. You got to give an account yourself. Let's move to verse 13. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather that no man put a stumbling block on an occasion to fall in his brother's way. In other words, don't cause your brothers to sin. Don't do that. Everyone gonna give an account for themselves, but you can't cause your brother to sin. You can't do anything that's gonna cause your brothers and sisters to sin. Don't bring any trouble to another believer just because they don't want to do something. And then, you know, they feel it in their spirit that is wrong. But then you're going to keep on saying, well, you know what, come on, do it. They used to do me like that. They were like, okay, I said, no, because God was calling me. He was tugging me. And so I'm like, okay, They said, well, you know, you can see it. Go out with us, girl. You can come on, go out long, long, long time ago. Amen. Many, many moons ago. Glory to God. I said, no, I'm not doing it. I said, because there's something else that I want, and I'm not going to do it. That's all I told them. He told them no more. But, yeah, you come on and do it. No. I said, no, absolutely not. I was younger then, glory to God, but I did. I felt the Lord kept tugging and pulling, but I still didn't do it. I said, no, clubbing, over and out. Hallelujah. Drinking, over and out. Hallelujah. Not to anything else as a sin unto the Lord, over and out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so after that, they didn't really ask me anymore. It was a done deal. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 14. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that is seeming anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. You know, there are some things, you know, you say, well, Lord, that's just not right. I don't feel right about that thing. Well, if you don't think that thing is right, then just don't do it. God will show you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit will unction on the inside of you, letting you know, well, that thing is not right. You know, you'll feel, well, hold up, that's not right. I'm not doing that. You know, sometimes people will try to get you to sin against, sin doing different things. Just don't do it. If your spirit, amen, don't agree with that, then just don't do it. So they used to do me like that also. I said, oh, I ain't doing that. What you want me to do? You want me to go and say this and say that, then you'll be still working. You'll be still doing what you're doing. And then here I am, I lost my job and whatever, and go on, and you're still going on. Yeah, that's the way they do, but don't miss it. But guess what? They say they got views on them. But then you're causing your brother and sister to sin. Come on, that is not God. Let's move on to verse 15. But if thy brother be grieved with thou meat, now walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with thou meat from whom Christ died. Glory to God. Don't cause them to sin just because. They don't want to, then don't press. Don't let them, don't eat anything in front of them that's going to cause them to sin. And don't tell them, you know what, this today is Thursday, and I know y'all don't eat no fish, but it's okay if you eat fish. No, if they don't want it, then don't make them, you know they don't want to eat it, then don't make them eat it. They'll say, well, you know what, I'll just get me something right over here. You know, I get some salad or something else. I won't do it. Don't cause your brother to sin. He said, let not then your good be evil spoken of. Oh, my God, you see right there, don't allow what you think is good to become what others say is evil. You know how to do good. You know how to think good. I always say think good on purpose. Hallelujah. You have a purpose here on this earth, and that's to lead others to Christ Jesus. So what you need to do is think good on purpose. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. Then here you go, you know, hallelujah. Just because you want to do good, and then someone else come along and they say, well, that ain't right. That's not good. You don't have to do that, really. The Bible doesn't say that. You know what? Most of the time, people don't even read the word. When they read it, they don't even understand it. What they don't understand is this word is spoken. Amen. The spoken word of God. See, sometimes you treat it like a book. It's not a book. It's the Bible. It's the spoken word of God. And what he says in this word, that's what he means in this word. Hallelujah. If you don't understand it, then you ask the one, amen, that wrote this word, glory to God, that gave this word to be written like this. But don't let your good be evil spoken of. You may not want to go to, amen, you say, oh, I don't want to go over there. No, I can't go over there. It's okay, hallelujah. You don't have to, amen, be all worked over. You know what? No, I'm not going. That's a sin. I'm not going. I'm not. You know what? Just shun away from sin. But you can't stop nobody else from what they want to do. Because, amen, they got the faith and they want to serve God. But see, they're in and out, up and down. That's the thing. But you got to pray for them and ask God to grab hold. Don't judge. Just ask God to grab hold. Because their faith is not where yours is. So therefore, you ought to come up higher and pray for them and say, you know what, Lord? I know their faith ain't where mine is. It's okay. But God, I'm praying for them, Lord God. They don't have any business going over there. So I'm asking you, God, they ain't got no business going up there. They ain't got no business going down there. Glory to God. So ask him to help them, you know. We would be a lot better off to learn how not to judge people. Because you're thinking you're not judging, but you are. You have to choose your words and choose words very carefully nowadays, because you can judge in just a snap of a finger. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what you should be looking at. Glory to God. This is not important, living for what you're going to, righteous life, living what you're going to eat. It's not. Hallelujah. Food and drink. It's not important. Hallelujah. What is important is a righteous lifestyle unto the Lord, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, that's what's important. You don't worry about if somebody want to eat some fish. You don't worry about if they want to slab a rib, you know. Hey, man, they may not eat them all. They may have a little bit, you know. But you don't worry about that. You don't worry about what they eat. Just because you don't like it, don't worry about it. You don't have to judge them because they eat it. It's okay. Don't you see it right here? If you turn with me to Romans chapter 14, you will see what I'm talking about in God's word. That's not, that doesn't matter. Just make sure, I'm going to read that again. For the kingdom of God is not meat, is not drink, but righteous and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what's important. He don't care what you eat. He said, gluttony is a sin. You know how some people just eat. You know, eat, just eat. No, hallelujah. You eat enough to get full. Yes, you eat do that. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you may not. You may not want it. But anyway, you eat enough to get full. But you don't eat enough to make sure you got some. You're filled up for 3 days. Good God Almighty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You eat enough to get full. But some will. They just eat just because they see it. I understand that. But that God don't care. The kingdom of God is not meat. It's not drink. It's your righteous lifestyle of living. That's what he cares about the most. Glory to God. He don't care what you eat. Hallelujah. Because he said everything he made was good. Don't you think so? That's what he said. I remember the one time somebody said, well, all I'm going to eat is some fish. And glory to God. They eat everything and nail it after the flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything ain't nailed out to the flow to eat. Boy, he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of me. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. See right here, glory to God. Do what makes peace and help one another. That's the thing about it. We got to learn how to help others. You know, some people can help you. They will help you. Yes, they'll help you now. But guess what? If you have to go back to them for the same help, for that same thing, they're going to get irritated, aggravated, because guess what? Sometimes they have things going on, but you got to remember, you have to remain, hallelujah, remain a righteous lifestyle at all times. You can't get mad because somebody coming at you the same thing over again. You can't do that. It's okay, yes, yes, and yes, this is what you do, you know, and if you really want to help them, just write it down for them. But some don't like to help others because they're afraid that they're going to get higher and God's going to take them into another place. That's just like if you're going for a job, glory to God. Guess what they'll do? They'll give you the lowest paying job. They'll give you the lowest job at the totem pole. Why they want to sit up in their office and why they want to not work hard, why they want to have the best and make more money than you do. Amen, but give you the lowest of the totem pole. Well, that's not God. Hallelujah. Don't you know he said in his word, what you make happen, amen, for someone, he'll make it happen for you. When you're praying to God, give him your best. Give him, God, your best, and he will. When he knows that your heart is pure, and guess what he'll do? He'll give you his best. He'll come along and said, okay, you prayed for them, and you did this, and you did that, and you didn't have, amen, glory to God, my God, my God. You wouldn't grudge, but you prayed with them fervently and effectively. So I'm going to give you this. This is what he do. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a right now God. Don't mind giving you his best. But guess what? We have to get better at helping others. Don't want to give them just a little job, hallelujah, glory to God, just enough to really make the ends meet. If it's something you can do to help them supersede and what they're trying to do, then do that. And don't think you're better than nobody else just because you see someone who is a janitor and you sit in your office, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't think you're better because they love the Lord too. You can hear them singing songs and praising the Lord. It don't matter, glory to God. Just thank God that they can work like that and praise the Lord like that. It don't matter. It don't matter if you're sitting down, glory to God, hallelujah, by God in your office. Don't think you're better than nobody else. Because if he says he don't have no respect to persons, then you're not better. Let's move on. For meat destroys not the work of God. All things indeed are pure. But it is evil for that man who eateth with a fit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do not eat food and destroy the work of God. All foods are all right to eat. But wrong, it's wrong if what you're doing will cause somebody else to see it. And that's what I was talking about, you know, certain people eat certain things that they eat on certain days, you know, and certain denominations eat certain stuff, you know. But don't hate and don't judge it because they do that. Let them do that. God's going to accept everyone that live that right lifestyle of living into his kingdom, the right lifestyle of living. Yes, they may be religious right then, but understand that's how they grew up. They knew nothing about it, but they still love the Lord, and they're doing the best they can. That's the thing about it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something, man. It's hard for a person that's been living that lifestyle for so many years unless their heart is ready and their mind is made up that it is more of Jesus than it is it meets the eye. It's hard for them to come up out of that religious state. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what? He's going to accept them because they were doing the best that they could. Because they're working with what they had, because it was passed on from generation to generation to them. And they're doing the best that they can. Don't be down on a person if that's where they were born at. And that's where they stayed right there. That's all they knew. Glory to God. Don't be down on them. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 21. It is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thou brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Yes, it is. It is better not to eat or drink anything that will cause your brother, whom is weak, to sin. Glory to God. Now, you know, just think about it, okay? You know, these people are Christians and everybody, and I'm a believer, glory to God, of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But then, you know, the brother over here, you know, he loves the Lord. His sister, she loves the Lord. But then, yeah, what you going to do? You're going to go in there and break out your big old Mad Dog 2020. Yeah, I'm with you. Glory to God. You're going to break out that big ball of, wait a minute, and they looking at you all crazy. Hallelujah. Like, why in the world did they do that? And they say they're a Christian, and now they're going to drink that? Glory to God. Then you know what's going to do? They say, well, if they drinking that, then guess what? I'm going to join in too. Don't do something that's going to cause them to sin. You don't do that because that blood's going to be on your hands. You know, when you walk this lifestyle, and you got to live it, you got to walk it like you talk it. Glory to God. Because you can be on the radio every Sunday, all day and all day Monday, and all out and everything, social media, everything, tearing it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you ain't living it, it is none effect. Let's move on to verse 22. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that cometh not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. You see right there, don't do it. Sometimes I'm going to tell you like you said, you just got to keep some things between you and the Lord. If you don't want to eat it and you know that what it does to you, amen, you don't have to tell everybody, well, you know what, I don't eat this and I don't eat this and I don't do it. You don't have to do all that sometimes. Just make sure you know you keep it between you and the Lord. There are certain things you can keep between you and the Lord. If you go out to eat, amen, you know, and he's saying how, if you are, amen, fasting, then what you do, you have to wash your face and make sure, hallelujah, no one knows you're fasting. You're going, well, you know what? No, I'm not going to eat that, but I'll get this little salad right here or something, yeah. But y'all go ahead, y'all eat, go ahead. You know, well, that's all you want to, yeah. I really am, you know, I am really full. And guess what? You'll be full of the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. You'll be full of the Holy Spirit. That's just it. You'll be full. Hallelujah. You'll go ahead and you'll drink some water, glory to God, and you'll carry on. But just because you're doing certain things, that don't mean you got to tell everybody. Because I learned, don't tell everybody, hallelujah, because they'll have something to say. Hallelujah. So it's best you just keep it to yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to remember, don't judge people. Don't judge people because you see them in the street. Don't judge people, amen, because they don't live like you live. Don't judge them because they don't do what you do. Don't judge them, hallelujah, because they may not work on a job that you work on. Don't judge them, glory to God, because they may not go in the stores that you go in. Don't judge them because they'll stay at home. And guess what they do? They save their money. And when they come out, they'll sing that song, I'm coming out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't judge people. Just be careful. Because that time is coming. And then when you finally see them come forth, then you want to judge and say, you know what, they're different. They're different. They changed. They're different. No, it ain't that. It's just that the time of unveiling has arrived. So they're coming out. It's their time now. Glory to God. To be seen. To let everybody see, you know, see how God has perfected them and see what he did and in the ministry and see how he brought them up and brought them out. Hallelujah. It's never too late. Glory to God. So don't judge. Hallelujah. So we need to go back and think about it. Amen. Glory to God about judging others. Because if you judge people, you shall be judged. That's the word of the Lord on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, don't judge. Amen. I'm going to go real quick back and see if anybody, amen, press the one. No one has pressed the one. Amen. So, hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't want you to forget. Glory to God. I'm going to reiterate a little bit of this. Don't forget. Hallelujah. The show comes on Tuesday. Apostle and Pastor, inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be so they can pray with you, so they can help you. You know, we are helpers one to another. Glory to God. So if you want help, get the help that you need. Don't wait too late. Hallelujah. Because some things, amen, sometimes you can wait too late. But don't wait too late. Amen. Glory to God. You move on down on Wednesday. We have Faith Come By Hearing. Evangelist Elder Bertha asks you, awesome woman of God, at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Ah, glorious, glorious, just glorious time in the Lord. And you move on down, amen, on Sunday, Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams. Her show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, glory to God, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 30-minute break, Minister Elaine Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Partnering, come on, glory to God, hallelujah. And let God be your God, be your guide. Hallelujah. Guide. Glory to God. I know he wants you to come on and get what you need. So come on and get what you need and be in good cheer and know that he's watching over your soul and know that he's there to give you everything that you need, everything that your heart desires. It says he will withhold no good thing back from you, and he won't hold it back. But you've got to walk in that place, in that walk, that lifestyle of living righteous, the righteous lifestyle. Don't judge others, amen, because they walk in that place. And others that are in that place and they got more faith than the others, don't judge them. Walk with them and help. See if you can help them. You know, like I said, I hear it again. We are helpers one to another. You've got to get this. Hallelujah. Because one day you will need somebody to help you, and they're not going to be there. You know, because the Bible said we reap what we sow. Hallelujah. So if you want to reap some good seeds, then learn how to sow some good seeds. Because some been sowing seeds of discord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And this is the season. Just think about it. We've done 1 month. We're almost 2 months in this year. So now is the time right now to see where your faith is and know how you want to live and, amen, I hear it, how you want to give. Glory to God. Because if you want more, then you give more. Glory to God. But if you don't want no more, then don't give no more. Because you're going to be held accountable for that you give. You're going to draw all that you give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not all that you didn't give, that you give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead, amen, now with the invitation of salvation. If you don't know Jesus in part of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord God. Father God, I repent of all my sins, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I give you my heart. I give you my life, God. It's in your hand. In Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. Hold on and go ahead and inbox me and let me know that you are now, amen, saved, and hallelujah, and God will do the rest. We'll help you along the way. Glory to God. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome rest of the day. Glory to God. Remember, just don't judge. Amen.